STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
This is the Thinking Out Loud podcast for June 1st, 2011. So let me ask you a question. Are you dogmatic about your Christian faith? The reason I ask is because the culture thinks you are, and not in a good way. Right? They believe that you'll stubbornly stick to your beliefs even when the science contradicts it. In fact, that's why they call it Christian dogma. And they define it disparagingly as belief despite tons of proof against it. Now, atheists, on the other hand, like to fancy themselves as rational people. Right? They claim that they're not encumbered by holy books or divine doctrine. They're free from the shackles of religious belief, so they can follow the evidence wherever it leads. And so when a new scientific discovery is made, atheists claim that they can welcome it without passion or prejudice. Now, the only problem with this kind of self-assessment that they offer is that it's not entirely true. Atheists, it turns out, also have sacred beliefs that are rarely, if ever, questioned. In fact, evolution is one of them, and they hold on to it with a degree of certainty that I would argue rivals religious dogma. And the reason is because they have no choice. And this is what I want to explain to you, why it is the case that they have no choice and as a result cling to it so fervently. You see, every person has a worldview, a set of beliefs about the universe, a set of beliefs about the meaning of life or the nature of human beings and all sorts of other things. Now, most worldviews attempt to explain how life arose on Earth in order to give them greater credibility, okay? And that's just one of the many parts of a worldview. If you can, you need to have some sort of a creation story. Now, Christians base their origin account or their creation story on the biblical data. Now, of course, I'm not denying that they don't also have extra biblical evidence and reasons, but primarily Christians base their account on the biblical data. And so they say, look, God supernaturally intervened to create plant and animal life. Now, atheists, on the other hand, believe in naturalism, which is the belief that nature is all there is. So, on the view of naturalism, there's no God, there's no souls, there's no angels, there's no demons, there's no spiritual things. The only things that exist are physical things. Now, prior to the 19th century, atheists didn't have a credible creation account. Right? They didn't have a story to explain how life arose. And so, in a sense, their worldview was incomplete, right? Because they didn't have this major component to kind of round it all off. So then comes Charles Darwin, and he publishes his landmark book On the Origin of Species. And in his book, what he's doing is he's offering an explanation of biological origins without appealing to God. And so naturally, when this came about, atheists welcomed this theory because finally, you know, at last, their worldview of naturalism had a believable story, a credible account to explain how life arose. Richard Dawkins, who's one of the most famous atheists in this day now, was reflecting on this contribution that Darwin offered to the worldview of naturalism. And this is what he said, quote, "Although atheism might have been logically tenable before Charles Darwin, Darwin made it possible to be an intellectually fulfilled atheist," end quote. In other words, evolution filled in the creation gap of naturalism and bolstered the credibility of their worldview. Now, this benefit that was given to naturalism by Darwin, of course, has a costly trade-off, because now atheists no longer have the option to follow the evidence where it leads, which is what they claim they can do. Because if they accept naturalism as true, then they must believe evolution is also true. And the reason is because there's no other option to explain how life arose. Evolution is the only game in town. It's the only option they have. And so if there's no God and only physical things exist, then the only possible explanation for living things is a blind and physical process, which of course is what evolution is. And so naturally, atheists are going to have to defend evolution to the death. And that's why I would say it's scientific dogma. It's unassailable. You can't touch it. You can't question it. And they'll never deny it. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is ask an evolutionist. Ask them, say, hey, look, what other possible alternatives exist to evolution? And you know what? They're not going to probably offer you anything because there aren't any. Evolution is the only game in town. And so it turns out that this is more than a fight over just facts or science. Rather, it's a war over an idea, the idea of naturalism. In fact, J. Gresham Machen, who's the late Presbyterian theologian, explained how to handle such ideas. In fact, this is what he said. It's kind of a famous quote. He says this, quote, "False ideas are the greatest obstacles to the reception of the gospel. We may preach with all the fervor of a reformer and yet succeed only in winning a straggler here and there, if we permit the whole collective thought of a nation or of the world to be controlled by ideas which, by the resistless force of logic, prevent Christianity from being regarded as anything more than a harmless delusion. Under such circumstances, what God desires us to do is to destroy the obstacle at its root." End quote. You see, although evolution is a false idea, it's the philosophy of naturalism that's the root. And so belief in naturalism, for the atheist, drives belief in evolution. And so simply providing evidence against evolution, then, isn't really going to change the atheist's mind, because they're not open to that possibility, no matter what the science says about it. Atheists need evolution to be true. And the reason is because they have no other choice. I'm Alan Schliemann, and I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.